As we reach the end of the first season of our series, Journey of Wellness in Indian Country, we are looking toward the future, both of the series and the idea of what are some interesting and exciting innovations coming up as we talk about the topic. Dr. Mary Owen is the director of the Center of American Indian and Minority Health at the University of Minnesota Medical School, and she joins us again to talk about her work with the center and the role of education in addressing intergenerational health disparities. Mary, good morning. It's so good to have you with us.
Good morning. Thank you, Lisa.
So we talk about health disparities in Indian Country, and just to kind of review a little bit in case folks missed part of the earlier series, some of the disparities, we're talking about disparities between the way healthcare is provided in Native communities and healthcare is provided for the rest of the population. And part of the problems, if I've been paying attention and learning things, have to do with access, first of all, because many times reservations are in very rural and remote areas, and it's hard for people who may or may not have cars or transportation to get to medical facilities. And another part of the problem has to do with reservations just not having the money to provide those medical, the medical care. And then, of course, there are cultural differences and things that just make it hard sometimes for Native people to want to go and seek medical care that they need. Am I on the right track?
That's absolutely correct. And in fact, most of our, or a large part of our population actually now lives in urban centers. So it's not just a reservation problem. You know, you mentioned the underfunding. It's not just our reservation. It's not our reservation communities. It's the Indian Health Service in general and those fundings. You know, we have treated right to health care. It's not a free service that we receive, which is a great misconception, but it was written into the treaties when we traded our land for these rights. But yet the Indian Health Service is sorely underfunded. You know, you have to think of it like the VA system, but yet we are so much less funded even than the VA system. So one is funding. Two, like you said, cultural issues. We have a huge turnover in providers for Native American clinics. So all of those issues help lead, as well as the geographical isolation, help lead up to these health disparities.
So what role, obviously, medical schools and med students are looking forward to the future, and we both are so fond of and excited about Nathan Ratner, a student at the med school who's been such a great inspiration and been such a great facilitator of helping to put this series together. Medical students like Nathan are looking toward the future. What can we do? What can we do to help? What role should medical schools have in this issue?
Well, I think medical schools have a role in educating our students, medical students, and the future doctors of the world, or the United States at least, about Native American health disparities, as well as the health disparities of all of our communities across the country. We want an educated population of physicians coming out of medical school. And they should all have an idea of where those pockets of need are. For one, it will help increase the number of people like Nathan Ratner who are interested in serving our communities. And another, it will help drive health policy once these physicians graduate. Some of them are going to be interested in these issues.
So when we had talked about in the first episode of the series, we talked about how unique the Center for American Indian and Minority Health is. How is the center's work affecting change, or do we just need to say words like students like Nathan Ratner? We're pretty fond of Nathan here. He's just really been a. We're very lucky to have a guy who is not only working so hard for change, but who came to us here at KUMD and said, this is a wonderful opportunity, and we're really grateful for him. So,
no, you're absolutely right. One of the strengths of our medical in particular is its support of the Center of American Indian Minority Health. And what's unique about the center is that it is a Native voice in the things that concern us regarding our own health. So we are increasing the number of Native physicians, not just locally, but nationally as well. And we're increasing the number of folks who are aware of the issues that are occurring in our communities.
Let's talk about some of the academic programs and initiatives that the center is doing. And what would you like to see medical schools do? you know, whenever we start talking about curriculum changes, there's going to be a little bit of pushback. People are going to say, you know, there isn't enough money and there isn't enough this, that, and the next thing. But what are some things that you think medical schools can do that they could maybe even implement right away to help make some of these important changes we're talking about?
Well, you're right. I absolutely agree. Believe that Native American health disparities, all these health disparities need to be part of our curriculum. And, you know, that's not just a part of the medical school. That's the National Board of Medical Examiners. If they included that as part of the USMLE testing, then it would become part of the curriculum. But that's another story. As to what the medical schools in general can do, you know, we can recruit more diverse faculty and diverse students. If you have more diverse faculty, you're going to attract more diverse students. And that's not just to increase the numbers of people in our communities, not just Native American communities, but all communities that are underserved, because we know people of color tend to go, or physicians of color tend to go to those areas more than non-physicians of color. It also increases the answers to problems, though. We know that from plenty of research that a more diverse group of people looking at any looking for a solution to any problem are more likely to come up with unique and different ideas. So it's a win-win.
It really is. Mary, we're really looking forward to continuing these conversations and talking about some other exciting things that are going on over in the med school. And we'd like to thank you so much for your participation in this wonderful series. And we'll be talking with you again soon.
Thank you, Lisa.
Dr. Mary Owens joined us this morning in our studio. She's the director of the Center of American Indian and Minority Health at the UMD Med School here on the Duluth campus.